Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chad and I are chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, look, I know we've talked about this for the last few weeks, maybe even couple months now, is just how slow the precious metal sector is. And we have discussed that whole balance between between gold and the dollar and interest rates and real yields and U.S. equity markets. And to summarize, nothing has really changed. The U.S. dollar, yeah, it's going through a little bit of a bounce, but it's still in the low 90s. Rates continue to drift lower, although those did bounce just about a week ago. Overall, though, we have the 10-year sitting right about 1.1 to 1.2%. And then we also have the U.S. equity markets. Those have slowed, showed a little bit more volatility, but still broadly hanging around their highs. When it comes to the gold sector, gold isn't just in a vacuum here. It is part of the larger financial community. Jordan, what do you think matters in terms of gold to other markets for future direction of price?
Well, I think you answered your own question. You said gold to other markets. I mean, it comes down to, first and foremost, gold against the stock market. I mean, looking back, I think in the last 6 months or so, gold had a big breakout against bonds, but it's retraced most of that. So it's hard to say that. I mean, I can say that's not in breakout mode anymore, but gold against the stock market, I mean, this thing over the last year, and this is where I've been wrong, I would say, the most, is gold against the stock market over the last year has been a complete disaster. I mean, it has fallen on its face and has barely been able to rebound. And that's been the surprise to me. I really thought that gold would hold up a lot better. I mean, I did think we were going to correct for at least a year and more than that. Given the top we made a year ago, I thought that gold would be able to hold up better. And, you know, in terms of the price, it's kind of been okay. I mean, it didn't go below 1675, the 38% retracement. But with that said, you look at how well the stock market, these other markets have performed, and the ratios, the relationships are just so weak in gold terms. So that's the big picture. And so we're not going to get back into a real bull market for gold until it can outperform the S&P 500. I know I sound like a broken record saying this, but it's just not going to go anywhere. Sure, maybe it can go up $50 or $70, but it's not going to stay any real move until it outperforms the stock market. And again, you go back over the last 6 years, the three biggest bottoms and rebounds and trending moves in the market, they all coincided with the three biggest declines in the stock market. So gold needs the stock market to have some kind of a correction for it to be able to rally and surpass that, what is going to be very significant resistance around 1900. At the same time, you know, you noted the dollar, it put in somewhat of a double bottom. It's holding up pretty well. So the short-term trend there is up. You know, the stock market hasn't really corrected yet. The trend there is still up. So these larger factors are weighing on gold, which remains in a big picture correction.
Jordan, I had asked you off mic, you know, what could cause gold to have a rebound besides just the stock market correcting? And you had mentioned if the Fed started to hike rates and admit that inflation was growing again, that could be a factor. Well, currently, interest rates are going down. And so they obviously believe that inflation is transitory. But you had mentioned medium to longer term, you don't think inflation is transitory. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an economist, so I don't have expertise in that regard, but I feel that I'm seeing, well, let me say this, what's going on now. I think gold looks like it's going to start outperforming copper, probably outperforming commodities. We could get a correction in commodities as the dollar firms up more. You know, maybe we start to see the early signs of a stock market correction. Those types of things are going to suggest we're in a disinflationary mode, and all these deflationist guys are going to come out of the woodwork and start screaming deflation again. But it's really, I think, to me, in the very big scheme of things, a counter trend move in the market. I mean, we're early into this expansion. I don't think the expansion is going to last that long. But these ideas of a crash in a recession, there's just no evidence on the ground that really supports that. So wages are firming. You know, every business is hiring. You know, they're probably going to have to pay a little bit more to hire all these workers. So I just, what I see going on right now, I think, is that you could call it a disinflationary impulse or a counter trend move, where, again, you know, gold could outperform copper, commodities. You know, the dollar continues to rally. So I don't think those things, to me, are a counter trend move, not an indicator that we're going to go into another recession or have a huge downturn. Historically, when you have some inflation and the Fed starts to hike, you know, most of the times they start to hike. After that point, you tend to see the dollar decline and gold rise. I mean, depending on other conditions. But to me, when I'm looking out a couple years, you could see a Fed hike and, you know, the dollar rolls over, you know, gold is going to anticipate that. So it'll move first. So I don't know. I mean, if, you know, maybe that happens next year, but to me, I think that's could be the big catalyst for gold to really get going and make that breakout move. It is the Fed starting to hike, because when they do that, that's an acknowledgement that inflation is starting to pick up and that it might accelerate. And the Fed hikes and inflation accelerating, I mean, both of those things will push us closer to stagflation, you know, where growth peaks, and then, and, you know, inflation is sticky and growth is coming down. You know, all of those things, when that sets in, you know, you're gonna have gold breaking out and heading towards 3,000. So maybe that's 2 to 3 years down the road, but that's kind of how I see things playing out right now. I mean, circling back, it's just, no, I mean, if we don't get a stock market correction, gold is going to struggle until inflation picks up again and the Fed has to begin hiking rates.
All right, Jordan, a lot to take in there, and unfortunately some technical issues, so I am going to get you out of here simply on this question is, look, we compare a lot of gold to commodities, and even if gold outperforms copper, if copper's moving down and gold staying flat, that's not that exciting for the investor. So what are some price levels that you think that bring in more investors and actually contribute to an upleg, rather than some of these short-term resistance and support levels? What are the big picture numbers that you think when gold gets there, it does start to run?
Probably gold would have to break 1900. If you look at the weekly, monthly, and even quarterly chart, 1900 is resistance. So that is the huge key for gold. And if gold is not breaking above that level, we're not going to see that much new money coming into the market unless, drum roll again, stock market correction. Because if you get that, then you're going to get generalist investors sniffing around precious metals, especially you get the correction. And at the same time, gold is firming up, you know, especially in relative terms, but nominally as well. So you get that, that's going to bring in more generalist money. But putting all that aside, you know, we really need to see gold break above that 1900 level. I mean, that's when capital is really going to come back to the sector. But you know, until then, you're going to have to do your research and be a really good stock picker and focus on the companies that you think can add significant value over the coming quarters. Because if you can find those companies and they do add significant value, then eventually gold gets back to 1900 and breaks above it. You're going to be seeing massive gains in those positions.
Okay, Jordan, we'll wrap it up there. Great chatting with you again. And look, I know these markets are slow and painful in a sense, but it is important to notice what's going on, especially outside of the metals market, to figure out where investors are positioning themselves, because the narrative that markets are always forward-looking is something we always need to keep in mind. Jordan, great chatting with you, buddy. Have a great rest of your week. We'll chat next week.